Today I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It's good to see everybody this morning and all the bright smiles and the wonderful things to come. So today, there is a lot, as Miss Susan said in her children's sermon. Today marks the last Sunday of Epiphany, and we move into Lent. This also is the Sunday for the last of the Alleluias, as we begin to focus on penitence and preparation for Easter and the Paschal Mystery. So I have to thank Matt for having all the Alleluias in his music today, and Heiferdahl is one of my favorites, so that started out really well. So who doesn't like a good mystery? Whether it's a movie, a book, a friend telling a ghost story, or even a podcast can be mystery. So what is unique today in Jesus' transfiguration? This points to the mystery that draws us closer to divine faith and reminds us of our baptismal foundation. How many of us in here think we have a strong foundation in our lives, or think, you can raise your hands, or if you think you have a strong foundation, or you waver sometimes depending on that situation? See, most raise theirs. This is to remind ourselves through daily practices that our faith is at the forefront. We can accomplish anything. This is crucial to our system of belief and serves as an anchor during life's challenges and joys, thereby preventing spiritual, emotional, and moral collapse. Actually, it deepens our faith to our core being and builds up hope and confidence and subsides that fear that can creep in. Fear crept in for Peter, James, and John when Jesus transfigured before them, showing them a heavenly figure from God was in front of them. So imagine if we were standing in front of Jesus, and all of a sudden his face shone like the sun and his clothes became dazzling white. Then just after that moment, a cloud overshadows with a voice saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." That would be a bit overwhelming, if not in awe of what is happening before. So yes, Peter, James, and John were a bit rocked, and yet their friend and teacher, Jesus, tells them not to be afraid. I would imagine that would bring comfort. And I would hope that would be comfort to all of us, knowing that Jesus is telling us not to be afraid. What is also comforting here is the voice in the cloud telling them who Jesus is also mentioned in Matthew, earlier in chapter 3, verse 17, the baptism of Jesus. So now, that weight and the significance of divine glory is set before us. Ultimately, this is the preview of the resurrection, strengthening the disciples for the coming passion, and it confirms the authority of the fulfillment of the Old Testament law, Moses, and the prophets, Elijah. This serves as a profound metaphor for spiritual transformation and life's journeys. Knowing this, let's go back to the foundation of baptism. This was the beginning of Jesus' ministry. And it is our beginning as well, as we mirror Jesus' baptism. A transformation of life and transforming life in Christ by following the cross. White as light, glory of the resurrection, and the eternal life offered to us as believers. Transfiguration is a bridge that grounds us and reinforces the identity established through baptism. As the Book of Common Prayer, the definition of baptism states, "Holy baptism is full initiation by water and the Holy Spirit into Christ's body, the church. The bond which God establishes in baptism is indissoluble." Imagine knowing that we have in front of us is indissoluble. How does that make you feel? It should bring some hope. The water and light represent purification, transformation, and divine presence. A cleansing that washes away our sins, death to the old life, a rebirth, the resurrection to a new life with the Spirit. And today reminds us of our baptismal covenant as a lifelong covenant in community. In a little while, we will have Mackenzie Ray, Madison, and Mackenzie Joe beginning their journey today as they are baptized and joining our community and the whole body of Christ. And to listen to him, as the cloud said, as we follow towards Lent and the cross. This prioritizes Christ's teachings over all other influences and serves as a primary guidance, a change from the inside out that allows true faith to experience personal renewal and a commitment to discipleship. With Mackenzie Ray, Madison, and Mackenzie Joe, they will have this experience with the help of our community, working and growing as they grow into their faith journeys, as well as their families and godparents. Empowerment through the Spirit allows the reception of the Holy Spirit, who provides the strength to resist temptation and to live a righteous life and a long life in the kingdom of God. So our faith foundation is critical as it provides a stable biblical framework for us as individuals and as a community to share with each other, to navigate life, the ups and the downs, resist external pressures. As we all know, there are a lot of external pressures, whether we think they are or not, and foster a Christ-centered life that enables deeper, lasting faith and discipleship. So how extraordinary to be a part of that mystery of faith and a foundation for guidance in our lives. How amazing is it that we will see the baptisms today, renew our baptismal vows, continue our discipleship, and follow Jesus and Christ to the cross. Amen.
We're going to invite the parents, godparents, and our candidates to come forward. Don't be afraid. They're used to me preaching. They didn't know it was going to be that quick. Welcome back. They're all grateful. Here, come right up here.